Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, we are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and we started to discuss yesterday the sugya of Kol De'olam Gvar. Kol De'olam Gvar, may the stronger man win, where Bez Din kind of takes itself out of the picture. Halachically, it's the question of the Achronim, what exactly is Bez Din doing? Is Bez Din giving license to one of the parties to overcome the other party, and therefore they're still involved somewhat, but it's just an unusual type of din? Or is it more of a siluk? It's more of just they remove themselves. That was a discussion of the Chassam Sofer yesterday, and that relates, that could be the issue of once Bez Din takes it, right, in the case of the story with the boat, where the guy says, you know, Bez Din, why don't you hold on to it until I bring witnesses? And the guy did not bring witnesses. Does Bez Din let it go or not? Does the guy want it? So the Chassam Sofer suggested, if it's a case of siluk, Bez Din removes themselves, so then once Bez Din becomes involved and takes it, then they cannot remove themselves anymore. They're too involved. Mashenkin, if it's not a removal, but it's just an unusual kind of din, then Bez Din did one thing, and now Bez Din could do another thing. So it could be that Bez Din would be able to be motzi it. But we did mention the Shita of the Rush, which is really against other Rishonim. Most other Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Rashi, they all interpret Kol De'olam Gvar is the stronger man's going to win. The stronger man's going to win, like the Rashbam says on today's daf, and Rashi says elsewhere, literally Kol De'olam Gvar. And if that's true, then what Tosfos says in B'Metzia Daf Vav makes sense. Tosfos there says, for the rest of their lives, they'll be going back and forth. Whoever overpowers the other one will be able to take it. And that fits kind of with a siluk approach, that if Bez Din isn't really doing anything, they're just removing themselves. But the Rush right here in Simen Chav Beis says no. The point of Kol De'olam Gvar is that we assume that the real owner is going to be moser themselves, be moser nefesh more than anyone else, and whoever gets it will be the real owner. And therefore, once that takes place, they keep it. It doesn't go back and forth. What the Rush says, for the rest of their lives, they've got to be worried that somebody's going to overpower them in the Shuk. The little mistaver, it's not mistaver, says the Rush. And they said, the kol shadini mo, karov lahavi rayos, they'll bring more proofs, and ode, yimsar nafsho lahamid shalo biyado, mimash yimsar ha'acher l'gzol. Right, so that's the svara of the Rush given here. Kol De'olam Gvar is not just a whatever people want, but we assume the Mesiris Nefesh will take place. We mentioned the fascinating Ha'ara of the Achronim, the name of the Gur Aryeh at the end of the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu overpowered Kabi Yachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was Moser Nefesh for the Torah. Just one other point I wanted to mention related to that Rush. The Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Lamid Tes. The Rama quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says, Dover Shah Poskim Chokin Bo. What happens if there's a machlokas aposkim? What happens if there's a machlokas in the Gemara about something and there's no decision? Velo tafas chad minayhu. And there's no tfisa, nobody's muchsak, and there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Imhu davar deshayach bo chaluka chokin. If it's something that's split upable, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, you don't know what to do, so you can split it, so you split it. But v'im lo shayach be chaluka, kol de'olam gvar. Right, let's say a boat. You split a boat once you sell it. But let's say there's something that is not splittable. Says the Shumas Hadeshen, it's quoted here in the Ramah, that Kol De'olam Gvar, that's what you apply if it's not splittable. Points out the Shach. One second. What would the Rush say? What was the whole Rush's Svarah for Kol De'olam Gvar? The one who it's really his will be Moser Nefesh more. That whole Svarah does not make sense in this case. What's this case? It's a Machlokas Aposkim. We don't know who the din is like. So nobody's the true owner. So what do you mean Kol De'olam Gvar? So he points out that this halacha kind of proves what the other Rishonim say, that it's not really based on whose is it will be Moser Nefesh more, but it's based on, you know, a siluk and the stronger man wins, because the Svar of the Rush does not apply here. That's what the Shach points out here at the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Tes in Choshen Mishpat. That is what the Shach notes. So how do you answer for the Rush? Right, it's a bit strong kasha. The Rush has called Amgar is based on the Mesiris Nefesh of the real owner. So how would you answer for the Rush? So the Tumim, the Ur V'Tumim, Yonasan Ibishitz. He wrote the Ur V'Tumim and the Crazy Uplacy. Ur V'Tumim on Choshen Mishpat, the Crazy Uplacy on Yerodea. So in the Tumim he writes, Sha'achain, Kol Masha Hutzracha Rush, Lomar Satam Ha'amur, Zerak Bofen, She'ef Shalasos Chaluka. When does the Rush say the Svara of the real owner is going to get it, it'd be Moser Nefesh more? That's in a case where it's Shayach to split it, and yet we still don't. So we still say, you know what, we're not going to split it, because let the real owner get it, Kol De'olam Gvar. But in a place where there is no Chalukah possible, So then there's no other choice. That's a different type of Kadal and Gvar. Meaning the Rosh would agree where the Svar doesn't make sense, but there's no way of splitting it, you say Kadal and Gvar. The Rosh is all Svar with even in the case where it is splittable. So yet we still say Kadal and Gvar because we assume the real owner is going to get it. Okay, that is the Rosh and the Shach and the Tumen. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, two dots. Ze Omer... Again, they're each arguing, it's my father's property. It's my father's property. Rashi said, the Rosh Bab says, maybe we're talking about a boat, maybe we're talking about karka, whatever we're talking about, but we're arguing about a property. Neither of us has any raya. Amar Rav Nachman called to Olam Gvar. There's no raya, and you don't know what to do, so Bezdin says, may the strongest man win. Called to Olam Gvar. Right, by the way, one is not allowed to say kol dal and gvar before they come to Bezin and get this psak. I've told what to do. Right, that's taking the law into one's own hands. The sukkah is in Baba Kama. Of it inish dinin lanafshay. When am I allowed to take the law into my own hands? That's not every case of kol dal and gvar. Kol dal and gvar is a psak of Bezin. It might be understood as a removal of Bezin of themselves, but still you have to wait till Bezin says it. Umayshda yes the gmar. But what's the difference between this case where nobody has the upper hands? Right, they're each saying it's mine, it was my father's, and the case of Shnei Shtaros Hayotzos Hayotzim Miyom Echad, the case which we had in Ksubis, of two Shtaros that go out on one day, meaning Reuben and Shimon both come to court, and they both have a Shtar that Levi sold them something on Tuesday. Both of their Shtaros say something, right? The documents don't have hours in them, so we don't know when. We don't know when it took place, and because it doesn't have hours, and even if we find out whose was written first, it doesn't matter. Why? Because the hours were not written. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the bottom line of the Rashbam. V'yafilu nizbarer sheshimon b'shachar v'levi achrav b'erev. Even if we find out that Shimon was in the morning and Levi was in the afternoon, ein hakdama b'shos ela b'Yushalayim. Right? The fact that there are certain hours different doesn't make a difference. Except in Yushalayim where they used to write hours in the Shtar. But we don't write hours in the Shtar. And therefore, look at the first skinny line. V'kivin shalo pirish lo Reuven l'Shimon hasha'a. Since Reuven did not explicate to Shimon, Reuven here was the seller. Nimsa shalo ziku b'ksav zad erev. If he didn't write when, it must be that he only wants it to kick in at the end of the day. So therefore, at the end of the day, both of theirs kick in and nobody wins. So in that case, Shnei Shtaros, Yosef Miyom Echad, nobody has the upper hand. It's both at the same time, Machlokes. De Rav Amar Yachloku, Rav says, we split it, right? We split the property. Whatever the gift was, we split it. V'Shmuel Amar, Shuda Dedaini. Another Shas topic, right? The judge's discretion. Shuda Dedaini, they could give it to whoever they want. Question mark. We'll discuss that soon. But ask the Gemara. How could we say in our case where there's no riot either way, we say kol dalim gvar, and yet in the other case we have two different answers. We have shuda d'dayini and we have yachloku. Right? So pashas is kash on both. Right? What do we have different pshatim for? Right? So answers the Gemara. Hasam is a big difference. Hasam leka lameka maladamilsa. Over there in the case of the shtaros, we will never be able to get the answer to this question. Meaning, we know right now that the shtaros were both written on the same day. No matter what Edom come and say, it's not going to help. And therefore, there's no problem with Bezdin doing something. Bezdin could split it, Bezdin could decide, because we're never going to retract that, because Edom in the future will not help the situation. Because we know exactly both today. But hacha, but in our case, ikal mekam ademilsa, it could be that somebody's going to bring witnesses one day. If somebody's going to bring witnesses one day, Bezdin can't paskin one way today when they know it might be changed the next day. So that's why Bezdin says, you know what? Kol da'al
gvar. Isn't it similar to
Sveika d'Tumah, or just
something else?
Similar, but this is the Gemara that the Shulchan Tradition discusses. You don't know about Sveika, this isn't Sveika d'Dina. Well, the only thing is, who do we paskin like?
It's the same sphere. We're never gonna, more aid is not
going to
help us.
I'm saying, so that's a suffake in the Metzius. Sveika d'Dina is a machlokas in Din. Between two Amoraim, we don't know who to paskin like. That's a speak of the Dina. Here, it's a case of, we're trying to figure out what the din is. What's the din? Like Rav Nachman says, called Dalin Far. There's no suffix there. Mm-hmm. There's no suffix there. It's a different type of suffix. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, we'll do something. We'll give a psak of Yachloko or Shudit Zaini where we know it'll never be changed. But in the case of where you might come to a psak at some point, so then we say, no, called Dalin Gvar. Okay, a couple of points to talk about. First of all, what does shuda d'dayini mean literally? Right, literally, it's the judge's discretion. So this is a major machlokas Rishonim. usually between Rashi and Tosfos, here between the Rashbam and the Chachmei Sfarad. The Rashbam here, quoting his grandfather's idea. Rashbam says, what does Shuddha Dedaini mean? It doesn't mean the judges do whatever they want. It means the judges try to estimate who the Bailim would have wanted to give it to. Who do I think? We have to do our research and figure out, you know, Reuven wanted to sell this land. Who is he closer with? They try to estimate what the truth is. Look at Rashbam. Shuddha Dedaini, last few skinny lines. La oso shehenote leiv hadayanim. Shahaya hanosin ohavo okrovo yoser. Who is the giver closer with? Devadai lahu gamar uva'akni lo yitru asakarka. They don't know. We're not going to know for sure. But you know what? Let's try to estimate who he wanted to give it to. That's Rashbam here, and that's Rashi elsewhere.
How is that a good rationale? Let's say he sold it to someone he didn't like. His
right, first. Right. It's not. Right. We don't know for sure. We don't know.
Maybe he sold
that. Right, maybe right. He sold it to somebody who he didn't want. But here he gave it to somebody. Let's say there's a document that he gave it to them. Shamatana.
Okay, I gave it to you as a matana, but comes along someone I like better.
Right.
Second, I give it to. I say, you know what? I like you more. I'll give it to him. But you got it first.
Right. Right. 100%. This is not a foolproof plan. Not a proof of plan that you. You're saying there's no raya. Okay, by matana it might work better than mechira, let's say, because you sold it to whoever you could get the best price from. A matana, you might say, if two people are coming at the same time, you gave it to me, you know, Bezin has to do their research.
So they came at the same time. We have no idea.
Right. Okay. I'm saying, but in this case, let's say they both have the shtaris. Okay. That is Rashi and the Rashbam here. But if you look in the Rambam, look at Tosfos and other places. You can throw it on the fan if you're hot. Look at Tosfos and other places. If you look at the Ramban here says, "What should the Dedaini? L'mi sheyirtza hadayin yitvenu. Whoever the judge wants to give it to." That's true. The Dedaini, kach mufurish b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "V'hadayanin machlitin oso l'kol mi sheyirtzu." V'halacha omer. What does it say there? Kach shochta l'Dedaini. He even calls it shochta, bribes to the dayanim. Klomar, shahadayanim osim komash yirtzu, v'im ohavin ze yoser mizeh mepnei shehu amit batorah u'mitzvot. Right, let's say he's a bigger shomer Torah mitzvot. Yinulo, nimshe shetzorach litein shochad l'dayanim. V'hu kolashen guzma. That doesn't really mean shochad, but it's like, look, we don't know what to do. It's a stalemate. Well, like you said yesterday, we're going to have a zillion things that we're going to keep for Eliyahu Navi. We don't know. So in certain cases, we're not yechloku. If they're muchzak in it, then each one of them has a raya that it's theirs. Okay, we might say yechloku. But in certain cases where nobody is muchzak in it, and nobody has one hand over the other, Bezek could say, okay, you know what? Nobody has proof. They could give it to whoever they want.
That's amazing. I mean, the case is that give it to Eliyahu Navi is because we have no idea. Here we also have...
Right, that was Tosa's question yesterday. Why don't we say Yehimunach in certain cases? Why don't we say Yachloku? The Gemara is at the beginning of Bamitziah that discuss it. So here, this is the concept of Shuddha. Again, it's an amazing concept, Shuddha Zaini, where Bezin is allowed to decide. And that's what the Rashba also...
But where is the line drawn between Shuddha Zaini, according to this, where you could decide it's a bigger Talmud Chacham,
right,
and all the cases of Yehimunach?
Right, you have to know. Well, the Gemara discusses that. The Mishnah of Mitzia was a Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav, and the Lamed is there. Where Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakama, where some of the cases of the Tanakama says Yachloku, and Rabbi Yossi says Yehemunach. Maybe he's worried about a Shakran, right?
This is Yachloku.
Right, you have to figure out what the case is, why is this different than the other cases, but this is Shuddha. Look, Rav here says Yachloku, Shmuel argues.
Right.
Shmuel's the one that says Shmuel has Shuddha. Right, so each of the Shittos have a problem and have a mila. You know, Rashbam might say, come on, whatever they want, big atama chacham, try to figure out at least what this guy might have wanted to do. Either way, that's the machlokas between Rashi Rashbam versus the Chachmei Sfarad. Number one. Number two. Case number two. If you look in Ksubis, if you look in Mesachas Ksubis, where this comes up, on Daf Sadek Dalid, the Gemara there, this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says, you know what the root of the Machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel is? Where Rav says Yachloku and Shmuel says Shuddha Dedaini, the Machlokas is really the Machlokas from Meir Rabbi Elazar. Eidei Mesira Karsi or Eidei Chasima Karsi. Says the Gemara there, Daf Tzadik Daled, right? Lema Rav to Abraham Rabbi Meir. Rav who says Yachloku really holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karsi. Meaning the Eidim that signed documents are the Iker. And therefore, here, you have Eidei Chasimas on the same day, according to Rabbi Meir. One doesn't have any raya more than the other one. Look at Rashi there. The ilu shneim nechtabu biyom echad. Uba makam shein kosvin shows, in a place where you don't write hours, golu daitayu, they reveal their das, the ein makpidin ala kodem lachadero. They're basically did something, didn't act, where they're saying that we're not mocking at each other, and we're both going to kick it at the same time. Because if you just look at the chasimos, they're equal. And even if one's in the morning and one's in the afternoon, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't go by when it was given, it goes by the chasimos. So Rav holds like Rav Meir, that edi chasima karsi. Shmuel d'amar krebi alazar, d'amar edi mesira karsi. Shmuel says like alazar, no, edi mesira are the crucial edim. Like Rashi there says, it doesn't matter if they were signed, but edim mesira are key. So if you know you don't just go by what's written in the shtar, you try to figure out, you don't know witnesses here, but you try to figure out who this guy might have wanted to give it to, because then you could assume that maybe that mesira happened first. Says Rashi, v'hachay yishlom Hashem ha'echad ha'yechaviv olav yoser. Right, that's that Rashi, like the Rashbam says here. V'kadav ha'masrulo, v'esashedi hita. And he tricked the second guy. V'chilo yadinan, neima shudid d'dayni. L'fi ma sheheim ro'im, mi mehem ha'yarogil etzlo yoser. D'shuda adifa michaluka. Rashi's lashon there, in ksubis av sadik dalet.
Well, the Rishon that holds that you just give it to the biggest homofafam disagrees with this whole story.
Right, you have to give a different shot of what the Gemara is. That's Rashi's going like the Rashbam. Rashi's going like a Rashbam. You have to give a different shot why Shuda links with Ede Mesira Karsi. You might just say Ede Mesira means one of them won, and therefore why should we split it? Well, we know that's a wrong psak. Right? Shuda Daini we might be getting it right.
Yeah, but if your whole rationale is I'll give it to the bigger Kamakatha, the one who's the bigger side, right. It has nothing to do with
right, that was an example that he gave.
It has nothing to do with Ede Mesira. You're not thinking
correct.
That out at all.
Ede Mesira might just means that one of them should have it. One of them should have it. That's what Edi Mesira proves. One of them should have it, and therefore I could choose one. I might be wrong, but I might be right. But for sure, Chalukah is not.
But
Edi Chasima, they were Megala their Das. They were Megala their Das, but the fact that you go by Edi Chasima, and you didn't write the hours in here, so yeah. The Chasima is kicking at the same time, at the end of the day. Because you know that there's no riot one way or the other here.
Oh, so perhaps he didn't want one of them.
Right, Goli Datai, it was Megala his Das. Okay, that's the machlokas there in Ksubis. There is a major machlokas Rishonim, which we'll see is related to this, and that is, how do we understand the sheet of Rebbe Lazar, of Edim Mesira Karsi? We spoke about this at length in Maseches Gittin. When Rebbe Lazar says Edim Mesira Karsi, does he mean Af Edim Mesira Karsi? Does he mean not only are Edim Chasima important, but Edim Mesira could also be important? Right? You could also have Edim Mesira. Who says that? That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam both hold. When Rabbi Lazar says Edi Mesira, he means Af Edi Mesira Karsi. The Rif writes this in Gittin, Memzayim Abayz Nadafi Arif. Umiha Nami Shaminan, Delo Be'inan Edi Mesira, Hecha Deika Edi Chasima. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, Edi Chasima work. Ve'isaka Daitok, Delo Sagilon Be'edi Chasima, Ela Adiika Edi Mesira, might take an Olamika. Right? This Edi Chasima, the Gemara says Tikkun Olam. What kind of Tikkun Olam is if you can't accept them? Must be, says the Rif. That is the sheet of the Rif. It's either or. That's where Abelazar's finish is, and that is what the sheet of the Rambam is as well. The Rambam says, Chasmu. Rambam passes like Abelazar, but even so, he says in Aleph Tezayin in Gerishin, Chasmu bo shtayim ba'avar v'nasu abinol v'na, harei zakasher. Right, some go on and say it's possible, but that is the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. The Rabbi Lazar holds af edim mesira karsi. But look in Tosfos is in Dalid, right at the beginning of the Masechta. One second, Tosfos in Gittin says no. Edim mesira means edim mesira, only edim mesira. Rabbi Lazar says that if you look in the beginning of the Masechta, Dav Dalid Amin Aleph, Tosfos says. V'tzarech li zoyer, she yehu edi mesira b'shas tisinas haget, de inhu karsi, de ileka shem edi mesira, eina megureshes. Af agav de ika edi mesira, edi chasima, v'lo mahani edi chasima, elam shem yamusu edi mesira, yechum de sayam, etc. That is a major machlokas between Tosfos and the Rif and the Rambam. Asks the Balamar on the Rif and the Rambam from our Gemara. That's why we're doing this here. What's the kasha? Shmuel is based on Eidei Mesira. Exactly, if it's either or. So how could you say that Eidei Mesira, oh, one of them wins, one of them had it better. What do you mean? He also did the chasima, or key. So if you also go by Eidei Chasima, ask the Baal Amar, so then how could the Gemara link Rav and Shmuel with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar? If Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Meir, Bidi Evan, so you should also say Golu Datayu if there are Eidei Chasima there. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. It's just an important machlokas to know, per se, machlokas between Rabbi Elazar, a machlokas between the Rif and the Rambam versus Tosvos, whether Rabbi Elazar is Af Eidei Mesira or not. What's the answer? You got to work it out. Go look in the Ramban there, the Ramban and the Milchamas there. It's a big Ramban. Right, the Rabban and the Malchamas there answers up, as he always does, the kashas of the Baal Hamor. Okay, again, this huge sugya, Eidei Mesira de Chasima. We can spend more time on it, but we will move on. What exactly does it mean, Eidei? Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll quote from Rav Shechter and Eretz Tzvi. Okay, let's continue, though. Says the Gemara, where are we? My Shna. So we said, one other machlokas here. It sounds like from the Rashbam, we read it, that not only, according to the Shita of Rav, who says split it, right, Eidei Chasima, not only it sounds like from the Rashbam, that let's say they were written different times, that for sure, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so we say, still say Yachloko, because it both kicks in at the later on. What if there are witnesses that it was given earlier, in the morning and in the afternoon? What if there are witnesses that it was given over? Are you going to tell me that if I give a gift Tuesday morning, I give a gift, I'm allowed to be Choserbo 5 hours later and give it to somebody else? Is that really true? The Ramban asks on the Rashbam. The Ramban says it's impossible. You can't say that. After you do something, you did it. How could you say you could go back on it? And therefore the Ramban says it can't be. It can't be. I can't accept that. That's what the Rashbam means. He quotes Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's what he says. He doesn't get into that. He says, "Arav Rabbi Shmuel Kasav, Tafilum Yavo Edim. Even if witnesses come, Bia Idush is a Nechta Venimsar Baboker, Vizeba Erev, Halo Enak Dam Lashos." He says, "Velesa, I don't know how could that be." Talibet Shmuel Vadai, the Savar Edim Misira Karsi, Yesh Hakdama Bishos, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Umbishem Hachi, who Omer Shuta Adifa, Ukitir Nebagamara. V'yod kasha dafilu l'rav. But now he says, even on Rav, heich efshar lomar, shem kasav u'masar l'rishon, v'yachar gachasav u'masar l'sheni, lo yikne rishon. If you give a shtar matani, you could say the whole day you could go back. It says it must be that, you have to say there's a limit. That's the Ramban. His Talmud, the Rashba, though, says, not so bad. The Rashba quotes the Rashbam and says, no, that's the point. Eino kushya, d'in achinami. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds a pure Eidei Chasima, it has to be muchach mitocho. It's an important phrase from Maseches Gittin. It's got to be muchach. What does Eidei Chasima mean? It's got to be clear from the shtar, all the details. And if it's not, it's tough luck, and you can retract. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. V'kivetz Rabbi Meir Eidei Chasima b'lechud karsi, eina kol tolui elba masha mochiach mitoch hashtar. And if it's not muchach mitoch hashtar, then it's tough luck. You can't go back. So the Rashba says, yeah, I know what the Rashbam's talking about. It's a pure Eidei Chasima approach, and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, that's machlokas. Umayshna v'ayter in the Gemara, now third line. Umayshna mehad etznan. What about the Mishnah we had? Hamachlif par b'chamar v'yolda. If somebody is being machlif, somebody is bartering their cow with their friend's donkey. Or I'm selling my shivcha, right? And it gave birth. Why these cases? The Rashbam explains. These cases are given because the sale can happen even if the other animal or the shivcha is not there. And that's why there's a case of suffix here. I sold cow for donkey, or I sold my shivcha, and the problem is I go there and I see my shivcha had a baby. Or I see the par had a baby, and we don't know when it happened. Ze omer ad shelo macharti yolda, right? The seller says, hey, it gave birth before I sold the animal, and therefore the baby's mine. Ze omer mishelo lakachti yolda. No, it happened after I bought it. So what does the Gemara say? Yachloku. So again, there's no proof. There were no witnesses. They have no idea, and you split it. So over there you split it. Why did Shmuel say earlier Shuda? Why did Rav Nachman say earlier called the Alon Gvar? So the Gemara says, again, no. Hasam lahai isle jarad mamona ulahahu isle jarad mamona. In those cases, everybody involved has drawers of Amona. What does that mean? We'll say in a second. Hacha. But in our case, of Rav Nachman, they're each arguing about the boat, let's say. It belongs to one of them. So why should you say Yachloku, which is for sure wrong psak? But here, at least drawers of Amona, you should split it because they each have some drawers of Amona. What does drawers of Amona mean? Drawers of Amona means Machlokas Mishonim. If you look in, where do we have this? We have this back in Bamatzia dot base. Right, Rashi, Bamatzia.Beis, Amabeis, says, what is Jorah Zvamona? It means there stands to be a loss of money. That's Jorah Zvamona. There seems to be a loss of money. I'll read it. Where's Jorah Zvamona? Chisaron Mamon. Shem Yifara Zeh Shalokadin, Havi Chisaron Mamon. Vib Niftarenu Shalokadin, Nimsa Zeh Chaser Vlad Paraso. Somebody's going to lose. That's what Jorah Zvamona is. Meaning, what's a case of a non-Jorah Zvamona? If they're arguing about a Mitzia. I found it first. So nobody's going to lose. The question is just who wins. There's nobody losing there. That's Rashi's part of Dorad Ramona. Tosfos there. Tosfos of Matzia Dabez. What's Dorad Ramona? Is there a suffix even without their claims? Right? Without their claiming, would we still have a suffix? That's the question. Shabbat Adosimi, is there a suffix Be'etzem? So that's when there's Dorad Ramona, there's a suffix even without their claims. Meaning, we don't know when this baby was born. Before or after the sale. Even when after coming to Beza, we just don't know when it was. But in the case of the boat, let's say, it belongs to somebody, right? Only because they're here. We don't know whose it is. But if you just had the boat, it belongs to somebody. So that's Jorah Zabamon, according to Tosis. And finally the Ritva there, here and in Bamitzia, both places, Bamitzia.Beis and here Bamavasra Lavin Hey, he says a third shot. I'll just read it to you from Bamitzia. He says a third shot, Drara, you never find in Shas, the Lashon Drara in a nimsa b'shamakom b'talmon me'inyin chisaron. You don't find it, meaning what Rashi says, Ela me'inyin shaychus, v'zika. Drara means connection and shaychus. Drara means is there shaychus to the mamon. And therefore, in the case of the boat or the talis, nobody has shaychus to the boat more than anybody else. But here, they both had shaychus. One owned the donkey, one owns the cow, one owns the donkey. One of them bought it, one of them sold it. So they both have shaychus to it. So therefore, we will split it. Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva. Three pshatim of Drara d'Bamon. Continuing. Amri Nahardoi, says Nahardoi. And what happens? Now we're getting back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, call to Alangvar. Okay, fight it out. What happens if after Bezin says that, a third party goes in and takes the item? If a third party goes in and takes it, he gets to keep it. Wow, meaning this might relate to the Tzam Sofer's issue. Is called the Alon Dvar a psak of Bezdin? Because then you might say, what are you talking about? Bezdin gave a psak as one of these two peoples. A third party cannot take it. But it's more if it's a sea look, a removal of themselves, then you might say, the guy could take it. But either way, the Ritva, the quotes from his Rebbeim here, that even though you let him keep it, he can't use it until he proves that it's his. What does it mean? You don't take it from him. That's what the Ritva says. You just leave it in his hands. The Tani Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya says, Gazlin shall rob him lashmei Gazla, because Rav Chiya says, stealing from the Rabbin, that's not a Gazlin. Meaning here, it doesn't belong to anybody. And therefore, there's no problem with taking it. Ravashi Amar, no. Leolam Shmei Gazlan, no, he is a Gazlan. Meaning, it's a problem here. You weren't allowed to do it. Umaylo Shmei Gazlan, what did that line of Reb Chiya mean? That he's not a Gazlan? All that means is, Shalonitan Lehishavon. He can't do what a normal Gazlan does. He is a Gazlan, but he can't return it. Because who is he supposed to return it to? Reuben or Shimon? Reuben or Shimon? It's a Tosfos and discusses. Maybe both. But the Rashbam here quotes, right, in Yonah Dioma, Erev Shabbat Shuvah, says the Rashbam here, quoting from the Gemara in, later on, Baba Basra, look at the last six skinny lines in the Rashbam. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kasha Onshan Shal Midos, Me Onshan Shal Arayas. What does that mean? Because you can't do tshuva on certain things. Whatever you can't do tshuva for, right, that's even worse. Right here, how do you do tshuva if you stole from the Rabbim? All the Gemaras talk about, if I stole from many people, what do I do? It's even harder. So that's what this Gemara means. Right? Lo nitan lihishavon. He can't return it. You don't know who to return it to. Okay. Cheskasin shalosh anam yom liyom vaiter. Getting back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah, beginning of the parak. Miyom liyom v'chula, right? This is a 30-blot parak. It's a very large parak, so now we're finally getting back to the Mishnah. Om Rabbi Abba. So 3 years. Right? Cheskasin gemol shanim. Says Rabbi Abba, idali le'iyu gufa tzina de peire li'altar havei chazaka. if the ma'arer, if the complainer had helped the machzik in the lands, i.e. had helped him load a basket of fruits, that it's a chazaka immediately. Meaning, if this land is supposedly mine, and I, tomorrow, one day, I help you load a basket of fruit, that's a raya that I sold it to you. That's a raya that it's yours. You don't need to give Moshanim there. It's a raya. It's even greater than, right, it beats out, the Kso says, it beats out the lack of a shtar. The guy doesn't have a shtar, it's 2 days later. Doesn't matter. This raya that I helped you out is even greater. You do need, the Rishonim say, you need a taina. Like, he can't just claim, hey, it's mine. He's got to say, you sold it to me, you gave it to me, and I lost it. But that is what the halacha is, says Rabbi Abba. If you help them out, it works. Amr of Zvid, unless, v'imtad v'amr l'peros, or rather tivneman. Unless the guy said, he's my sharecropper, and I'm helping him take his portion of the crops. If he said that originally, then there's not a problem. That's only if he says this within 3 years. If he helped him out, and then after 3 years, he says, oh, I only helped him because he was my sharecropper. Lo, that's not good enough, because you have to complain during the 3 years. Let's finish continue for a minute. What do you mean? If somebody goes down and he is a sharecropper, so what's the original owner supposed to do? If he's not going to be believed to say leperos or rather after 3 years, it's like my answer is Amalei b'alelam chuye. He should have complained. You should register a complaint within the 3 years. I'd say he is my sharecropper. He doesn't own it. Deilote mahari, because if you don't say this, hani mashkanda de sura. We discussed this back in Bamitzia. The mashkon of sura. What is that? Mashkon of sura, if you remember, was the kind of mashkon that skirted the issue of ribis, where I give you a mashkon, and you're able to eat from the fruits of the field all the way up until the amount of loan, and then you give it back to me. And then I don't owe you anything. That's not ribis. That's not ribis, because you eat, you just take the money that you're owed, and then you give it back. That's a takana de rabbanon. So in the case of mashkanta de sura, the kasaba that's written in it, b'mishlam shani ilayin, at the end of these years, tefakara double okesef, this field will go back to me without my having to pay for it at all. So ikavish le shtar mashkanta gabe, the one who has the mashkon could easily hide the shtar, v'yama l'kuchi biyadi, and he can say, it's mine, I bought it. Right? So hakanami de mehemin. Right, he should be believed. So Masakli Rabbanan midi the asi belide pseida. Would the Rabbanan make it a takana that people could just so play around with this? So it must be Elo. What's the answer? Ibaidalam chuye. It must be no. The point is that within 3 years you should register it's only a mashkon. So too, Hakanai Ibaidalam chuye. So too here, it's only he should have protested. The Ritva points out only if he's in the same country. If he's not in the same country, that's not called a lack of protest. If you're in the same country and you should have protested and you didn't, so then we say you should have protested. Why Dafka is the Gemara only worried about a mashkanta de sura? What about other mashkons? So the Ramban explains that's the only one that it was a special takana de rabbanan. It's takana de rabbanan, and therefore the rabbanan wouldn't enact something with such leverage and leeway for someone to play games with it. Finally, end with one kasha. Kasha the stipler. Stipler says, quoting the Ksos, the Simen Yudches, the stipler says, we see from here, the Ksos says, what's, again, the root of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. How is Cheskas Gimel Shanim a Kinyan? So says the Ksos, Iker Cheskas Gimel Shanim, mitakanes chachamim hu, velo mishum deshtikaso raya shemachra be'emes. The focus is, it's a kind of Rabbanan that if I'm here for 3 years, don't focus so much as the Ksos on the fact that I didn't protest. That's not such a raya. What the Ksos's raya? The Ksos's raya is as follows. To Akaimalon, we hold, if you help somebody, carry fruit to their field, as we said, that's a chazaka. But if he says, l'peros aradativ neman, right? If Argamar we just had, if I help you carry a basket of fruit, that's believed. But if I said, I could undermine that with a taina of l'peros aradativ. So ask the Ksos, so why can't you undermine Cheskas Gimel Shanim with a taina of l'peros aradativ? Argamar says, if you waited after 3 years, it doesn't work. What's the difference between Cheskas Gimel Shanim, where l'peros aradativ does not work, and I carried your basket for you, and l'peros aradativ does work? What's the difference? Says the Ksos, because l'peros aradativ, carrying it, giving him help with his fruit, that's the raya. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that's a takana d'rabbanan, a separate dinim. There's differences between the two. Says the stipler, and well, this will finish. No, there's no riot to that. That doesn't prove that Chazak Lashonim is at the Kadosh Rabbanon and not based on the shtika of the Ma'arer. There's a big difference between the proof of Gimel Shanim and the proof of helping him with his fruit. Because helping him with his fruit, that's not a proof on the Kinyan Haguf. If I help you with your fruit, that proves that you own it, you own the property. Even if you're only a sharecropper, I could help you. That's why the Paris relative works. Because my helping with the fruit says nothing about the land, the Kinyan Haguf. It only says something about the fruit. And therefore, the Paris relative works, says the stifler. But by shtikaso milimchos, but if I don't protest you on the land for 3 years, that's a riot about the Kinyan Haguf. That's much deeper. Graya gamal peros gamal guf akarka shem shal machzik. Because if the guf wasn't yours, you should have protested and not let him be an owner in a field like other owners. Okay, so that's what the stipler says. Don't compare the raya of the ma'arer helping him with the fruit with the raya of the ma'arer not protesting. The raya of that ma'arer not protesting is much stronger because that's a raya on the kinyan and guf of the property. The raya of the helping him with the fruit is only raya on the kinyan peros of the owner. Okay, that the disciple has a bigger discussion of this in Simen Yud Ches about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Okay, we'll stop here, Ad Hashem, and continue tomorrow. Shabbos is off, and we'll pick up Ad Hashem next week.